Recording started. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another awesome episode of Keys to the Jet. I'm Red, flying solo today. No one else is here to stop me. I'm going to try to keep you guys as entertained as possible. I know it's been a minute since we've got some stuff going. Had some things going on in life, you know, been really busy. Blackbeard's been busy. Rhino's been busy. We've all been pretty busy. Anyways, let's get to the episode. First, I want to dig in and say thank you to our sponsor, which is our patrons over there at Patreon at keysthejet.com or over at patreon.com/keysthejetpodcast. We have several of you to thank. We've got Gregory, Freaky Freeland, Goodyear, Fuck You Cody. I think that's it. Yeah. Gregory, Freaky Freeland, Goodyear, Fuck You Cody. Yep, that's all of them. It's all of them.
All right. I missed one. There's our patrons. I'd like to say the mayor,
Gregory, Freaky Freeland, and Fuck You Cody. That's five. I can't count originally. I'm tired. I don't know what it is. But again, I love you guys. And we'll see you later. So that's all of our paying members. Thank you again. And if you'd like to help, you can go to patreon.com/ I have to change that. Hold on 1 second. Let me change that. Give me 2 seconds. 2 seconds here. I'm going to do it on the fly. Wow. Now this is some good, wholesome entertainment, don't you think? Don't you think, you guys? How do I spell podcast? Keys to the Jet podcast. Is that how you spell it? Yep. Yep, I think that's it. Here we go. Let me see if I did it right. Patreon.com/ Keys to the Jet podcast, where it's only $5 a month. You could donate to the channel to help out. Help us go from a first world podcast, third world podcast to a first world podcast. Sorry. It's been a while since I've done this. I'm just trying to get some stuff out to you guys. Actually, I've got to change this banner while we're at it too. What do you think about the music? Can you guys hear the music? All right, cool. Let's see. How's everybody's day going? Mine is going great. Just doing janitor stuff, like a lot of it. Where I work, I'm mopping, sweeping, doing all kinds of shit. Keys to the Jet podcast. Yay. Hook off on it. Work for me. Okay, let's put up the banner and see if it works. There it is. You can go follow us on all of these places. Let me see. Is this music a little loud for you guys? Let me turn it down. Just bring it down just a second. Just a smidge. There we go. All right. Let's get into what I want to get into. Let's get into some news. And then we're going to get into, like, this day in aviation, going to go over some Air Force times, some defense and aviation news, because that's, you know, at Keys of the Jet, we're built by aircraft maintainers, and we like to talk about airplanes because we're airplane nerds. Might even do something about, like, an X-plane or some shit. I don't know. We'll go on Wikipedia. We'll find something in the internet. No. Let's go find like a goofy That's what we should do. We'll go find like a goofy fucking alien. What do you call it? Man, I can't even think tonight. You know, some shit about aliens and like how people are crazy about aliens. Let's go over that tonight too. We're also going to go over story about the first, possibly the first. We're talking U.S. I don't know about anything about Europe, but the first aircraft mechanic, Charles E. Taylor. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but it's a man. I'm going to show you his picture. I'll show you his picture real quick, just so you guys know who he is. It's this guy. Charles E. Taylor apparently helped the Wright brothers back in the day. Here, let me show another. Let me show another picture of him. I think this is one. Yeah. I think this is actually the airplane and the motor that this dude built. So anyways, yeah. So we'll talk about Charles E. Taylor later on in the episode. You know, this guy, again, he looks like a crazy, yeah, looks like a mechanic, dude. Looks like a freaking crew chief, bro. I would say. Yeah, okay. So let's get into this day in aviation. I'll share my screen. That way you guys can see exactly what we're looking at. Share my screen. Hopefully you guys can see this. Back in April 15, 1952, the Boeing YB-52 Stratofortress takes off from Boeing Field at 11:08 a.m. April 15, 1952, Boeing's chief of flight test Alvin M. Tex Johnston and Lieutenant Colonel Guy M. Townsend of the U.S. Air Force ran all 8 turbojet engines to full power and released the brakes on the YB-52 Stratofortress prototype 49-231. Don't I have to talk like a 1920s announcer on this one? Whenever I do this stuff, that's right. I think that I do. Okay, here we go. With an awesome 8 engine roar, the YB-52 sprang forward, accelerating rapidly, wings curving upward as they accepted the 235,000-pound initial flight gross weight and V2 takeoff speed. The airplane lifted off the runway. Because of the 6-degree angle of incidents of the wing, and at 11:08 a.m., we were airborne. The initial flight of the YB-52 had begun. Dang, dude. Who would have thought? It's way back then. It's back in the 1900s, man. The YB-52 remained over the Seattle area for approximately 40 minutes while Johnson Townsend ran through a series of system checks. When completed, they climbed to 25,000 feet and flew the bomber to Lawson Air Force Base, Moses Lake, Washington, where they stayed airborne for continued testing. Man, the Stratofortress finally touched down after 3 hours, 8 minutes, the longest first flight in Boeing's history up to that time. Johnson radioed that the airplane performed exactly as the engines had predicted. Engineers, not engines. The engines don't talk unless you're really listening to them. Sorry, I'm out of breath here talking. Woo! I'm just so excited. I love this airplane. The fucking buff, dude. Ka-ka! The YB-52 had actually been ordered as a second of 2 XB-52s, but modifications and additional equipment installed during building resulted in enough differences to warrant a designation change. The first XB-52, 49-230, I'll call that 9230, should have been the first to fly, but it was damaged during ground testing. Well, what a surprise, maintainers. Fucking something else up. I'm just kidding. We don't do that. Do we? No, we don't do that shit. Anyways, let's go on. Move on. The Boeing XB-52 and YB-52 were prototypes for a very long-range strategic bomber. Both were built with a tandem cockpit for the pilot and co-pilot, similar to the early B-47 Stratojet. The wings were swept and mounted high on the fuselage. A swept wing, as my buddy Joe would fucking say. A swept wing. You're the fucking crazy. Crazy. 8 turbojet engines were in 2 engine nacelles mounted on pylons below 4 of the wings. This had the effect of preventing the airplane's center of gravity from being too far aft, also provided cleaner airflow across the wings. The B-52's landing gear has 4 main struts with 2 wheels each. I can't read. They can turn to allow the airplane to face directly into the wind while the landing gear remain aligned with the runway for takeoff landing. With the landing gear under the fuselage, the wings can be constructed with greater flexibility. That's pretty cool. The 2 prototypes were unarmed. The YB-52 had a cruise speed of 519 miles per hour and maximum speed of 600 miles per hour. At 20,000 feet, its range was 7,015 miles. Damn, dude. If I could get 7,000 miles on a tank of gas on my bike, dude, that would be sick. You know what I'm saying? I'm amazing. Let's see what else. The B-52 was produced by Boeing as its plants in Seattle, Wichita from 1952 to 1962 with a total of 744 Stratofortresses built. The last version of B-52H ended service with the Strategic Air Command in 1960, the SAC. The final B-52, B-52H-175BW Stratofortress 61 Balls 40 was rolled out of Wichita, Kansas 26. This airplane remains in service. Holy shit, dude. It's still in service from 1962. Can you believe that, dude? Believe that shit? I can't believe it's still in service. That's crazy as fuck. Let's see what else happened this day in aviation. Oh, man, look at that. That's pretty cool. You guys want to see anything else? Let's see what happened yesterday. Blah, blah, blah. No, look at that thing. That's an F-111F. Oh, that's also a swept wing. Look at that helicopter. Yep. Pretty cool. That was yesterday. They did stuff. Did a lot of stuff. Look at that helicopter. Sikorsky. Look at that helichopper. Whoa. What's that? T-28 Trojan. Or Trojan. Whoa. I don't even know what the fuck that thing is. That thing looks weird. Who's that? Whoa. Whoa. April 14, 1981. Astronauts. Let's see. Do they land? The first space shuttle, Columbia, touches down on runway 23, Edwards Air Force Base, California, completing the first space flight of the United States shuttle program with its 2-man crew commander, veteran astronaut. That was yesterday. That's pretty freaking cool, dude. First one. What is that, dude? It looks like they just threw a Volkswagen and like put a couple. If they tried to take like a Volkswagen and a Huey and then just smash it together, like crazy. What else? What the fuck is that? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Do you see what I see? That is a TS-AGI-A7 autogyro. It had 2 7.62 millimeter machine guns and could carry 4 220-pound bombs or 6 rockets under the fuselage.
Damn.
Damn, dude. Look at that one. K-22 turboprop gyrodyne. Russian? Is that a Russian? Yeah, I think it's Russian. Yeah, I think it's Russian. All right. Cool, dude. That was this day in aviation. I appreciate that. You know what? I appreciate you guys hanging out. Hanging out.
Yeah,
all right. Let's go back. Let's go back to feeding. Some Air Force time stuff. Support the Air Force here. Supriya Air Force. You know, I'm just gonna read this. I'm not even gonna show you guys the fucking page unless you guys want us to really, really see the page. You guys want to go over it? Fuck it. Let's go over it. Just so you guys aren't left out. There. Okay. Army Air Force Libraries order review books for DEI material. Don't give a shit about that. It's nothing about airplanes. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, let's do this one. Air Force F-35A Frankenjet returns to the skies. An F-35 Lightning jet comprised parts from 2 separate 35. Return full service. So what? The concocted Frankenjet, which features the nose of AF-27 grafted on the AF-2. So what? They're all interchangeable. It's an it's a fucking F-35A to an F-35A. It's not like it was off. Look, dude. It's not like they were like, oh my gosh, dude, this is breakthrough. We're fucking putting an F-117 on an F-35. Can you believe that? No. They put parts from an F-35A onto an F-35A. Does it really matter? It doesn't really matter that much. It doesn't fucking matter that much. They're both F-35s. Who gives a fuck? Wow, congratulations. You've got a Frankenjet. Now go fuck yourself. Well, cool. They've been doing this for years. I guarantee they've been fucking taking parts off other jets, putting it on other jets, and making them a Franken-fucking-jet. Where have you been, Air Force? Times? Where? Where have you been? Not doing your job, obviously. All right, let's go back. Oh. Shut up. How about that? The scope and complexity of this project was an exemplary demonstration of overcoming barriers and achieving great tier major aircraft repair capability for an advanced tactical fighter. Dude. They're both F-35s. What's the problem? Did it go this one? Yeah. Get me started. What else? I think that's the only thing that I think really that's the only thing that the Air Force Times is talking about airplanes right now. That's all we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about DEI. We're not going to talk about the government. We're not going to talk about that kind of stuff. Here, hold keys to the jet, because that's what we're not doing. All right. Just want to put that out there. Secondly, fuck you, Cody. All right, let's move on. Get that out of there. Pardon me. How's everybody doing over there? Are you guys bearing with me on this impromptu fucking episode that I have to do to get stuff out for you and for me? Oh, gosh. No, man. You know, this is a way to for me to help with my creativity. And, you know, we've been doing this thing for 2 years. There's no reason why we should fucking kill it now, even if I am the only one running it. So, let's go. All right. Here we go. All right. F.A. Yeah. Here. Go to the. Yeah, see that? F.A. Drone. F.A. testing drone detection systems in New Jersey. I hate all these fucking pop-up ads all over the place. They're going to be like, yeah, here. Anyhow, what is she doing? She trying to launch it? She trying to... Is that how you launch that shit? The FAA released videos on Tuesday showcasing its latest effort to test drone detecting technologies, which is now underway in New Jersey. The agency told us the tests are not related to a massive wave of reported drone incursions over the state last year. Yeah, okay. Remember that shit? As well as sensitive military installations in the U.S. and U.K. But results could help improve situational awareness of unmanned aircraft in the skies. However, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy intimated that these tests are a direct result of the Jersey drone incursions in a video just posted on X. Hold on, let's see if we can hear it. So let me turn off feeding the ducks. Let's see if we can hear this. Tell me if you can.
Do you remember the drone fiasco under the last administration from a few months ago? I was living in New Jersey, and I can tell you the public was deeply worried about the lack of clear information. Communities, kids, families, seeing drones flying over their homes, very concerned.
I don't know.
This administration is taking a completely different approach, radical transparency. As part of that mandate, I'd like to share an update on drones and what we're doing to protect.
That's a big-ass drone behind
this
him.
This week, the FAA will be conducting drone detection testing in Cape May, New Jersey.
Are they,
these
like,
tests will end
down?
Next Friday, April 25th. That's now, the FAA is doing this to ensure we can properly detect drones in our airspace and make sure they don't interfere with aircraft navigation systems. Testing will take place over the water and near Cape May Ferry Terminal during daytime.
I don't know if you guys can hear it.
This is about protecting our national security and American safety.
We'll listen together.
The FAA will operate more than 100 commercial off-the-shelf drones, from everything like the drones you see behind me to much larger vehicles. The communities involved have already been alerted, and local authorities will be participating.
Sorry to fix my microphone there for a second.
DOT and I will continue to provide you, the American people, with these kind of candid behind-the-scenes updates. You deserve a government that's always going to be transparent about what we see.
Interesting.
And what we
do. Always. That's crazy. I mean, that's cool. Let's watch this video. Didn't we already? Oh. Wow. Yeah, wow. Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah, dude, this is all over that, all over all those drones from last year or whatever, and now so they can try to use it against people flying drones and shoot them down, shoot people's drones down. Damn, look at that shit. Holy shit, look at that. Hold on. Let's turn on back, turn back the ducks on. Let's turn the ducks back on. Damn, dude. Hey, look at that. Holy shit, bro. While the FBI received about 5,000 reports of drone sightings, the vast majority of material in circulation claiming to show drones actually depicted standard aircraft or in a very limited quantity, common hobbyist drones. Yeah, people are fucking psycho over that shit, dude. Psycho. Psycho females. Looking at my phone. My wife is showing me our electric bill. $85 hairs. That's what I have to pay. $85 hairs. Anyways. Yeah, that was drone stuff. Here, let's go back over in here and let's look at air forces. What do you want to? Here, let's click on this. We'll go here. Dude, MQ-28 Ghost Bat is off to is of strong interest to the U.S. Navy. Navy is involved in testing of Stray's MQ-28, and the drone could be well placed to capitalize on the service's emerging CCA. Excuse me, man. CCA program. The U.S. Navy is touting the U.S. Australian MQ-28 Ghost Bat Loyal Wingman type drone program as a model for future industrial partnerships, while confirming continued U.S. military interest in the drone. The fact that the Navy now is speaking about this is notable, on one hand, because MQ-28 has so far been primarily as a program of interest for the U.S. Air Force, and other because the Navy is currently still working to define its carrier-based collaborative combat aircraft plans. Interesting. Let's look at, that's a pretty cool rendering. Is this a video? Yeah, let's look at this video. Pretty fucking cool. I mean, to be honest with you, it doesn't look like a ghost or a bat. It doesn't look like either of them. That's a pretty cool picture. Shit, dude. Look at that picture. YFQ-42A. YFQ-44A. I need to look into these drones. Oh, okay, so the CCA designs one, the YFQ-42A is a General Atomics design. Yeah, you could tell. Look at that thing. Look at that nose. That's GA all the way, baby. And then on the bottom is Enduro. I don't know. I've only started hearing about this company like recently. Enduro, like we'll get into it, but I mean, I guess they do drones and shit and they're fighting for that CCA contract, or they've got part of it, or I don't know. I don't know the inner workings. I'm only a janitor. I have no fucking clue on what I'm talking about whatsoever. Boop, 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 boop. At all. Dude, check out this little keyboard that I got here. Make your jams, make your jams, make your jams, make your jams. Make jams just for you guys. All right. What else? Ooh, look at that picture. That's weird. MQ-25 demonstrator connects. It looks like a little mosquito. Stingray tanker drone. That's not carrying that much gas, dude. Okay. Are you going to have a bunch of those flying with a bunch of gas? Or is that thing going to have to go back down, get filled back up, and come back up? It's a lot of gas it's using itself. You should have made it bigger. It's just me. That's just me. I'm a janitor. I don't know anything. Let's see what else is going on here. Oh, let's watch this video.
Vampire, we're ready on your call. 10 seconds. Vampire rolling in.
Now, for you audio people, not over on YouTube, we're watching this big drone thingy fly, black and orange. It's now landing, and there's no one in it. So if you'd like to go watch, you can go to Keys of Jet Podcast on YouTube and check that out. Yeah, wow. Very interesting. We're over here watching videos. Look at that. Look at those. So the collaborative combat or collaborative whatever. The MQ-5 demonstrator. That's a really small tanker. I don't know why they pick something like that. I should have picked something bigger. What else? Let's go to fighters. Dutch F-35s provide targeting for rocket artillery. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh. Okay. Let's go look at a Chinese fighter. Look at that thing. Look at this tailless Chinese fighter. It's interesting. I wonder if there's a video. Oh, there is a video here. Let's watch a video. Is that real? That didn't look real to me. Is that real? Let's do it again. That didn't look real to me. Does that look real to you? Looks interesting, though. Crazy to see it up close. J-36. Wow, look at that. Ooh, scary. Ooh, scary Chinese drone. Man, scary Chinese drone. Yeah, let's keep watching. Keep looking at it here. I'll turn some music back on so it's not boring for you guys. Not a video. Look at that's a close up. That wow. What does it do? Look at those speed brakes, dude. It's interesting. Sorry, I'm yawning on my show here. A little bit tired. Had a day. Let's watch this video. Oh, they're demonstrating it. Yeah. They're doing something like that. I don't even care. Yeah. I mean, that's cool. China. Let's see what else is going on with fighters. Very close encounter between F-35 and Su-35 caught on cockpit camera. Ooh. Let's watch this camera shot here. Oh, okay. A Russian fighter pilot has balls of steel. Well done. Here, let's watch. Ooh. Wow. Yeah, people do know that this is like a common occurrence, right? That they're always intercepting people up there. They're always intercepting, like, the bear and all these other aircraft up there. People know that, right? All right. Sorry about the yawn. A little tired. Getting tired here. Bear with me. We got a little bit longer left. Let's see where we're at with time. We'll do about 20 more minutes. We'll do about 20 more minutes and then we'll send it. I know you guys are having a great time with me here. Listening to me babble on fucking talking about bullshit, talking about airplanes and all that other stuff. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? If you haven't seen an airplane today, go out and look at one. Like right now. Like yesterday. Go do it. Excuse me. I love airplanes. Let's see. I want to play something funny for you guys. Just for a second. All right, we'll turn off the music here for a second. We'll play a little bit of this. Do you remember this? Remember this? Good old little Mikey. We'll probably next time we go live or something, we're gonna have him back on. Give us some of what he's been doing, what he's been up to. Here he's putting together a truck, which is pretty freaking awesome. And living life, man. Love that guy. But check this. Do you remember this? You remember this moment back in Keys of the Jet? Podcast time capsule.
Let's talk about your Cable Ace Award.
Let's talk about buttered sausage. Talk about buttered sausage, where it comes from, what it does, why is it doing what it's doing? Get it out of my face. What about buttered sausage?
That's not your jam. It's not your thing. You don't like it?
It's not my jam. I don't buy jam. I buy honey and I kiss it on the lips.
Man, love it. Let's see. Oh, remember, let's see, hold on. Mayor, we're going to have Mayor on again, probably on a live or something like that soon.
You're going to live with me now. Huh? I'm going to take care of you. Because I love you.
I love you, Chuck.
Oh, I love you, Spock.
Well, buddy, Keys of the Jet podcast. Don't forget, if you'd like to help out, donate to the show, become a patron over at patreon.com/Keys of the Jet podcast. It's only $5. You'll be helping us out where we can upgrade gear, go to places, do things, and basically bring content to you. Is where we're going with it. You know what I mean? Like, the money goes into an account and then helps out with basically running the show. That's it. Doesn't go into my pocket. Goes into operating costs. Operating costs, a gear upgrade, things of that nature. So if you'd like to go to patreon.com/Keys of the Jet podcast, you know, it helps out a lot. If you don't want to, that's cool. You can also go over to YouTube, subscribe. We got about a little over 1,000 subscribers so far. We're working on more. So if you're not subscribed yet, go to YouTube, subscribe. It's free. Yeah. And all these other social media sites, go over, subscribe, like, share. Help us out, man. It's all of these sites are free. Patreon, that's your choice. If you like to do it, cool. If you don't want to do it, cool too. If you have done it, thank you very much. I really appreciate you, and we appreciate your support. We can keep doing this. If it wasn't for you guys, we've been doing this for what, 2 years, since February 14th of 2023, where I was talking to Rhino and I'm like, hey man, I got this idea, bro. We should do this. And then he's like, dude, that's sick. And then we like acted like we were Batman. We talked like this for like 10 minutes trying to come up with shit. And then, yeah, that's what happened. And then I was like, we should call it Keys to the Jet, because that's a good fucking joke. Go get the Keys to the Jet, dude. You know what I mean? Go get it. Go get that shit. Right on. All right. What else is funny? I want to play something else funny before we get into... Oh, yeah. Here's Fab. Still missing Fab. I heard he had a medical issue, but is doing better. In fact, let me turn on some music again. I'm sorry here. Let's text him right now. Right now. I don't know who that is. I'm not going to answer. Oh. I know who that is. I'm not answering that. Anyways, let's text Fab. Let's go on here. Find his freaking name, man. I can't find anybody's name, dude. Let's go to Mike. Hey, what up, man? Hey, I hope you're doing all right. Hope you're recovering, brother. Miss you. Hit me up whenever you get a chance. Cool? Yeah, let me know how things are going. All right, buddy. There we go. We hit him up. Made sure he's doing okay. yeah. What else do we got going on? We got a couple other things. We should go look up alien. Let's go look up funny alien conspiracy. Okay, I'm trying here. La 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 la. You know what? I can't really find anything. Which UFO conspiracy theory is the dumbest? Okay, and most convoluted load of nonsense you have ever heard. This is great. Let's see. This is on Quora. Yeah. And these are people, I think it's like a thread or whatever, and people are just answering. The aliens, as in little green men, have traveled to Earth is silly at best. And that aliens and spaceships help build the pyramids is just stupid, unfounded, and just bredonk. Everything on ancient aliens is astronomically stupid. I think this is like the Reddit. That's what we should go on, is like Reddit or subreddit, and then go find some stuff about aliens. Let's see. Yeah. Man, it's pretty, that was a pretty boring one, huh? Sorry about that, you guys. Can't believe I let you down. All right. Let's go check out some more aviation news. Yeah. Yeah. It's the last one. Last one we got going here. That's the one we got going here. Whoa. If you saw that on YouTube. Excuse me. It's because I have lice. I have to scratch the lice out of my hair. I'm just kidding. I don't have lice. Northrop Grumman tapped to advance DARPA laser project. Oh, man. More laser shit, huh? Northrop Grumman will advance to phase two of DARPA's Modular Efficient Laser Technology, or MELT, program, fabricating a new kind of high-power tile to lower the production costs and scalability of laser weapon systems. The $8 million contract award on April 11th follows a two-year competitive design effort, phase one involving several companies. DARPA selected only Northrop for phase two to fabricate a full laser tile array of semiconductor amplifiers that can compete with the best laser weapon systems on the market now. Damn, dude. That's crazy. Kind of cool, though. Let's see what else they got going on here. Back to defense. Usually, oh yeah, this one pisses me off. Kadena Air Base marks active duty end of U.S. Air Force F-15C ops. This is bullshit. You know why? Because I worked the F-15C, not at Kadena. I tried to go there, but never did. Boeing F-15C has completed the final flight by the aircraft's active duty fleet earlier this year, marking the end of 46 years of operational service by the twin-engine air superiority fighter. Ah! This fucking one pisses me off, dude. You know what? And I'm going to rant about this on Twitch later on this week. If you're part of our Patreon, you'll hear it. I'm going to go on like a fucking hour-long rant just about this topic on Twitch. So if you follow us on Twitch, and if you're on Patreon, actually, number one, if you follow us on Twitch, you're going to see it there. And if you follow us on Patreon and not follow us on Twitch, you're going to see it. I don't know, something along those lines. But I'm going to go on Twitch. We're going to live stream, and I'm going to live stream about this shit right here. I was F-15 crew chief back in the Dizzy. Fucking Eagle Keeper, F-15 C's and D's. It's pissing me off. The last F-15C flight for U.S. Operator Eagle came on January 24th at Kadena Air Base on the Japanese island of Okinawa. Final aircraft will be converted to a maintenance trainer. In the short term, the F-15Cs will be replaced at Kadena by rotational deployments of other fighters. Rotational aircraft are a normal part. Sorry, you guys. The Air Force plans to base a squadron of EXs there. Okay. At Kadena, starting next year, the EX features an upgraded electronic warfare system, upgraded cockpit, and fly-by-wire flight controls. That's cool. That's great. But that's not great. You know what I mean? Gets me sad. It gets me teary eyed because I worked on those things, and you know, yeah. Yep. So anyways, all right. Well, that's that one. You know what? Like I said, I'll be on Twitch later on this week. If you guys want to go over there, Keys of the Jet podcast. Go watch me rant about them not flying the F-15Cs anymore, even though they still got the EXs, which is really cool. But they could have done like they did for the F-16 and buy a fuck ton of them. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just biased. That's all. That's all it is. I'm just biased. Excuse me. I'm getting tired here. It's almost bedtime. We'll see you in the show. Not a new tab. I think I want a new page. New window? No, not a new window. Not a new window. Okay. Now, remember how I told you we were going to talk about the possible first aircraft mechanic? So let's talk about this dude. You know, but probably don't know, but should know, since we're aircraft mechanics. And without him, there wouldn't really be no jets, no flight line, no need for torque wrenches, and probably no reason for this podcast. What's his name? His name is Charles E. Taylor. First aircraft mechanic, the OG, the guy who made the Wright brothers fly and didn't even get a seat on the plane. Yep. All right, let's set the scene in the early 1900s. You got these two nerdy dudes who own a bike shop, Orville and Wilbur Wright. The bike shop bros, I think they're brothers. And then they're trying to defy gravity in their garage, and they can't build an engine and that doesn't suck ass. So they get this dude. They call somebody, not the Ghostbusters, but they call Charles E. Taylor. He was not a college educated engineer. He was a straight up tool slinging, elbow grease genius with a killer mustache and a machine shop. Taylor built the first airplane engine from scratch in 6 weeks. Do you guys know that? 6 weeks. Man, my microphone is getting all fucked up here. The Wright brothers gave him the specs: make it light, powerful, and not explodey. Dude was working a cast aluminum before it was cool. Thing made 12 horsepower. Is working with cast aluminum cool? Probably not. But he was working with cast aluminum and it made 12 freaking horsepower. 12 freaking horsepower. That's pretty much two lawnmowers like duct taped together. And it worked. In December 17, 1903, Kitty Hawk made history. If you guys don't recall, back in December 17th, 1903, down South Kakalaki, there was the first flight made by the Kitty Hawk and the Wright bros. And, you know, when they did the headlines about the aircraft and the flight, man, Charles wasn't even in the photo. He wasn't in the headlines. He didn't fly the plane, but he's the reason it got off the ground. He stayed in the shop, stayed in the background, and got zero credit. Sound familiar, maintainers? Uh-huh. Goddamn pilots. That first engine ran for 180 pounds. Quote, that first engine ran for 180 pounds of man, wing, and hope. And Charles made sure it worked. You know, he also, I don't know what I'm, I didn't even plan any of this. I'm just kind of going off the cuff here, dude. Sorry. I apologize. It should be a little bit better. Later on in the world, I think after, you know, the whole Kitty Hawk thing in 1911, some crazy rich guy named Cal Rogers decided to fly across America in a glorified kite called the Vin Fizz Flyer. And guess who kept that thing in the air the entire time? Charles E. Taylor, the guy who didn't get any credit from the Kitty Hawk. He literally followed it by train, fixing it every time it crashed. This wasn't a road trip. This was a rolling maintenance station with Charles jumping out of the bag of with a bag of tools and a headache. It's basically the plane's personal AAA mechanic. Every single state line was probably like, hey, Charles is broke again. And so the bottom line, like one of the bottom lines with this guy is like, you know, he didn't just build an engine, but he built the whole foundation of aviation maintenance. He's basically like the blueprint of maintainers, which is fucking cool because that's what we are, you know, at least the people who built this. We're all maintainers. And most of the people who listen to us on here are maintainers as well. He worked in silence, never asked for credit, died broke and forgotten. And yet every time a plane takes off, that's his legacy. His fingerprints on every tool we've used or will ever use because of him. And some people could say, you know, there's aircraft mechanics. You know, there were mechanics before that or other people flying, you know. This is what I know. I know about that, about them flying the Kitty Hawk, South Kakalaki, December 17th, 1903. So, I mean, basically, Charles Taylor is the spirit animal of aircraft maintainers everywhere. He didn't do it for the fame. He did it because someone had to. And that's us. That is us. The unseen force behind flight. The last stop before launch. The first to get blamed when something goes wrong. And the last to get praised when something goes right. Charles E. Taylor, the first aircraft mechanic, first real crew chief, first guy to say, no, I can't just sign it off, man. It's still broken. And, you know, first guy to fucking just send it, man. You know, so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could go further into depth with this guy if you'd like me to. Charles E. Taylor. I'll probably do a video about him. Mayhaps. I know this was like a quick little impromptu thing, but he's considered the first aircraft, at least U.S. aircraft maintainer. And that's our lineage, man. We fucking put our heads down and do what we gotta do. Some people cry about it. Yeah. Have I ever cried about it? Yeah. You probably have too. But my question is this. We're going to end soon. But I really want to know. If Charles Taylor could go to the Shopette and get some tornadoes and monster, what kind would he get right now? He's getting them regardless. So you're not going to say, well, he wouldn't get them because he doesn't know what they are. He's getting some. What would they be? Tell us in comments. Tell us in the comments, you know, on YouTube or on Facebook or whatever. What would he get right now? What would he get? All right, you guys, we're going to end it here. I appreciate you guys coming out. Keys to the Jet Podcast. I'm Red. Let's actually take it down here real quick. Don't forget, guys. You can find us on Twitch, YouTube, Rumble, TikTok. Also go to patreon.com/keys. So do it. Yeah. All right. All right, dudes. I'm getting out of here. I'll see you on the next one. It'll probably just be me flying solo again. Yeah. Let me know what you think of the episode. Did I keep you entertained? Did I keep you bored? Yeah. Whatever. I love you guys. I'll see you on the next one. Thank you, our patrons, fans, followers, everybody. We love you guys. Bye. Okay, bye.